Well, it's really distressing that after all these years, we really only missed 1 year after over 40 years, that the land that we used to launch from for the last, I want to say 15 years, is just no longer available to us. The pilots require certain areas that they can launch from. That's why the ski area and Bald Eagle Lake, the ski area, you mean the Meadows parking lot, was so good, because they call it the winds aloft. It's where do the, how are the wind currents? Where do you go? You can just take a, you can take a helium balloon and let it go from one of those two places, and you can track it. Whereas they tried in the past to fly from downtown. They tried to fly from Holston Hill. None of those work because of the undercurrents and the upcurrents that they get there. Then we thought about going out to the county and maybe having it on a farm. Well, that doesn't benefit Steamboat at all. For one thing, all those people trying to go onto that person's farm would not be correct. We can't do that. And the Balloonmeister did investigate a couple of places last year. And again, they just didn't work because of the wind currents. Then you couple that with how popular Steamboat has become in the summertime, with all people, so many people coming to visit in the summer, and lodging became more and more and more difficult. Although I will say places like the Hilton Suites, and the Marriott and the Holiday Inn, places that have always, Ravener's Motel, have always given us rooms. It has been more and more difficult to do that, to get rooms from them. You know, we've just become too popular in the summertime. The only other suggestion that has been floating around would be to have a few balloons come into town, maybe 5, 7, 8 balloons that would come, and they would fly with the Wild West, or fly from that location, from where Wild West Balloon Adventures takes off over by the Yampa River. But those plans are definitely in the air, and nobody has taken that job on as a volunteer. So as of right now, Shannon, the Balloon Festival, let's just say it's on hold with nobody stepping up to take over the whole job. It's a tough job. And it has to be a volunteer situation. You can't pay people to go out and put on an event like that. And it's sad. Both Scott Flower and I are devastated, but we're just, some young person has to take that on.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. I'll get that word out there. I appreciate it.
All right. My pleasure.
Okay, Karen.
All right, Karen.
You're the best.
Thank
Bye.
You. Oh, no, you are. Bye.
Thanks.